We present to you USC.
The Bahag is a male G-string with a colorful tribal design and two very long flaps in front and behind. It's easy to pick out from a distance, but few Americans outside the Filipino-American community have seen it or know what it is. Toy Philippines mascot Rodney Malari explains how to wear a bahag.
First, you put it on between your legs, around your waist, and through your back.
Fellow mascot Justin Curtin describes how it feels.
Sometimes it feels warm, most of the times it feels cold.
Curtin and Malari jump and dance like two crazy peacocks amid more than 6,000 rambunctious students. Their long, ostentatious thongs draw taunts and cheers. Girls pose for photos with them. Guys roar with approval.
Yes!
But the bahag is more than a party costume. USC student Mary Takuma says the bahag is from the mountains of the Philippines.
I'm from the region where they have bahags, and there are still people that wear them. I think it's really, for us, it's about being proud of, like, being Filipino, because it's like, it's one of those things you'd never see anywhere else.
She says the bahag fabric is also used to make female skirts and to wrap babies in.
It shows that we're adaptable to anything. Like, you could use it for ceremonies, you could use it for everyday life, rice picking, caring for your kids. Like, it's like a universal, resilient print.
USC student Raymond Ople says Filipinos also know the bahag from the mountain dance, which is part of 5 national dance suites. He says the dances reflect the diversity of the Filipino people, who share a complex history of many occupations and migrations.
We still need to remember where you come from and the people that's fortunate, you know? Because a lot of people in the Philippines would kill to get here. So, I mean, we got to remember them in all we do.
In a sea of young Filipino-American sights and sounds, the bahag is a stark reminder of a shared past, present, and future. Ople says all Filipinos celebrate family and respect the simple life. And here at the Friendship Games in Southern California, it's a loincloth that can tie it all together. This is Thomas Kelly for Annenberg Radio News.
Jingle!